Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, Rick of the Joe here with you on this hump day. Hope yours is off to a great start. You can be a part of it, and certainly I hope you will be by dialing 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Now, I just, as I did yesterday, my voice is obviously getting a little better, but I'm still struggling a little, so I'm just giving everyone the heads up. If there's a longer pause, if it seems like I'm breathing a little differently, that's mostly because I can't breathe through my nose right now. So, but the doctor is taking good care of me. My voice should be back to full strength by tomorrow. And hopefully the allergies, we're getting some pretty heavy duty rainstorms and thunderstorms right now. So hopefully that'll clear the air a little and then I'll be able to breathe again. Now, are you familiar with the Darwin Awards? Is this something you've ever paid any attention to? For those unfamiliar with the Darwin, I'm just looking there. Do you know what they are? Okay, I don't know. It was kind of a big thing even before the internet was a big deal. But with the Darwin Awards, these are essentially, they are awarded to people. It's rhetorical. It's meant to be a tongue-in-cheek honor that came from a Usenet group started back in 1985. And recognize individuals who have supposedly contributed to the human evolution by self-selection, eliminating themselves from the gene pool by dying or in some rather fantastical way that just seems like they weren't the sharpest knife in the drawer or whatever, you know, whatever they did, some action that took them out of the opportunity to propagate our species. And it's all supposed to be very funny. I read a story that made me think of the Darwin Awards from a business point of view. And I have to tell you, I think these employees are onto something. Now, of course, I don't support terrorists. I do support Israel. You should bear that in mind as I share the story. Yesterday, in Google offices all around the United States, employees did an active sit-in in protest and disrupt the daily operations of Google over a $1.2 billion contract that they have with Israel for Project Nimbus, a cloud computing project for the Israeli government. These pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas employees of Google they're outraged that there's capital within their cash flow system within the company that allows them to get paid, that allows them to make money, and allows them to continue to have free lunches and skateboard through the office or whatever the latest and greatest thing is. They do it places like Google. They were throwing a holy fit is what it comes down to. I had to leave one of the words out of that description, which normally I would say Google's just firing all of them. They probably wouldn't even notice. As Elon Musk proved with Twitter, there's a lot of unnecessary redundancy, which is a very kind way of saying they're paying a lot of people to do a lot of nothing, but whatever. Their company, their money. But I'm not going to encourage them to fire these employees. As a matter of fact, I'm going to encourage these employees, many of whom have been put on administrative leave after yesterday, to continue to show up and continue to demand that Google give up any lucrative contract they disagree with. I think they should start with the Israeli contract. I think they should move on to federal government contracts. I think they should move on to just about any contract they're doing, because I'm sure if we scratch past the surface enough, it would do something to offend the liberal mindset. And here's my end game. This is not because I want to see Google be a great steward of their wares. Two birds with one stone. Keep it up, then they'll be unemployed, and Google go out of business. And that would be a pretty damn good end game for me. So, a very rare moment here. Keep on protesting, guys.
The Regular Joe Show.